7h30, Les Sports en anglais. Marcel Mfouchi.
Hello, Chetabile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, Volcan FC of Noon will clash with Union Sportive of Abombang, while Mintak FC of Upper Sanagar will lock horns with Atlantic Sport Academy of Kribi in the semi-finals of the National Interpols underway in Yaoundé. Some 39 coaches have completed an intensive Federal B license course in Douala, designed to enhance their skills in managing youth and amateur football. And out of the country, Spanish giants Real Madrid will take on Italian side Atalanta in the UEFA Super Cup final this Wednesday. The 2024 National Interpols has reached its crucial stage, with Volcan FC of Noon set to face Union Sportive of Abombang and Mintak FC of the Upper Sanagar gearing up to take on Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi in the semi-finals this Friday. The exciting matchups were determined after thrilling the 5 matches played yesterday in Yaoundé. Details with Tanjong Levis Agbo.
The stage is set for the semi-finals of the 2024 National Interpols Tournament, with 4 teams vying for a spot in the championship match. Volcan FC of the Noon will face off against Union Sportive of Abombang, while Mintak FC of the Upper Sanagar will take on Atlantic FC of Kribi. The semi-final pairings were determined after the day 5 matches in Yaoundé, which saw Union Sportive of Abombang hold Sporting FC of Marwa to a 0-0 draw in Pool A. Meanwhile, Mintak FC suffered a 1-0 loss to Botafogo FC. In Pool B, Volcan of the Noon edged out Atlantic FC of Kribi 4-2, while Girondin Athletics FC of Ngaoundéré defeated Boya United FC by 3-2. The semi-finals promised to be exciting matchups, with the winners advancing to the championship match here in Yaoundé.
The Bepanda Multipurpose Sports Center was the focal point of an intensive Federal B license coaching course recently held in Douala. 39 coaches underwent rigorous training to gain the necessary qualifications to lead youth and amateur teams while setting a new standard for coaching excellence. The course was supervised by the Deputy National Technical Director of Football, Fritz Mbela, and was overseen by the Cameroon Football Federation. Details with Rene Kache.
The week-long course between August 5 and 11 was meticulously structured, combining both theoretical and practical sessions to ensure a comprehensive learning experience. The theoretical segments provided the 39 Federal B licensed student coaches with essential knowledge on coaching methodologies, game strategies, and player development principles. Meanwhile, practical sessions offered hands-on experience, allowing participants to apply theoretical concepts in real-life scenarios. Deputy National Technical Director Fritz Mbela led the sessions, bringing in a wealth of experience and expertise to the training. His leadership and guidance were instrumental in enhancing the quality of instruction and ensuring that participants received valuable insights into effective coaching techniques. The culmination of the course was marked by a formal ceremony where diplomas were awarded to the successful candidates. The diplomas were signed by National Technical Director Ange Bemberger and the President of the Littoral Regional Football League, Louis Robin Bekek. The program aims to foster the development of youth talents and promote the growth of football within local communities. The newly certified coaches are now well prepared to lead their teams with enhanced skills and knowledge, contributing to the overall advancement of the country's football. Rene Kache, CRTV News, Douala.
Tributes have been pouring in from all corners of the world following the passing of former CAF president Issa Hayatou last Thursday. The esteemed football administrator will be remembered for his unwavering commitment to developing the game through innovative ideas. Despite spending much of his career outside Cameroon, Issa Hayatou remained a great patriot. More on this with senior reporter Simon Lyonga.
His close aides did describe him as a gentle giant, giant in size, as he hardly went unnoticed because of his heavy build that portrayed the charisma of the man, but more of a giant by his deeds and zeal to always make football management better. With the world's obsession for the game growing every hour, football is seen as a real engine of social development, With this being the bedrock of social cohesion and fraternity, it became clear many years back that he who controls football has a place on the table of power. Issa Hayatou was therefore one of those throwing around enough weight to command just the respect that shoveled the interests of football development to Africa. Training centers of excellence sprouted around the continent, with one in Bankomo. At the same time, he waged a war on European clubs that refused to free players to star at the African Cup of Nations. Infrastructure development was his everyday purpose, with CAF bankrolling the construction of technical centers, at times overseeing those that he brokered a deal for with the World Football House, FIFA. His astute nature and steadfastness gave him a leeway through the finest offices worldwide, putting his influence on the doorsteps of development in Africa. Mr. Hayatou did not talk much, using more of action to speak for him as he laid down his tactics to conquer the world of football management. I remember once he was cornered by pressmen, most of whom blamed him for being unable to send the African Cup of Nations to his home country. In his usual corner-mouthed smile, Mr. Hayatou said he was in CAF to serve Africa and not Cameroon. But behind the scenes, he pushed the state officials to develop the infrastructure and host the continent and showcase his people's hospitality. When he was sure of the will to do that, he was still the one who handed the AFCON to Cameroon in one of his last deals as the CAF Supremo. Even after he retired and came back home, his love for grassroots football could not be overemphasized, as he threw his weight behind the National Academy Anafoot, where he was board chair. It is a fine leader who hits the exit button, survived by vivid memories of an astute statesman, purposeful, patriotic, but most of all, a real leader in the true meaning of the word.
Senior reporter Simon Lyonga. Around 4,400 athletes are expected to participate in this year's Paralympic Games in Paris, France. The Games will feature 22 sports and 23 disciplines, with 549 events taking place across 269 sessions from August 28th to September 8th. Para-athletics will be the largest discipline in terms of both participating athletes and the number of medal events, with the 100-meter races and marathons expected to be fan-favorite. More on this with Benley Achunda.
Athletes from 60 nations and a refugee para-athlete will head to Paris for the 2024 Paralympic Games. 20 medal events, 10 for men and 10 for women, will take place at the La Chapelle Arena from Wednesday, August 28, 2024 to Sunday, September 8, when the games end. Cameroon is sending in 5 athletes, with the standard bearer being a para-taekwondo contender, Marie Antoinette Darcy, alongside some 10 accompanying officials. The 5 athletes will participate in 3 different disciplines, 2 in para-taekwondo, 1 in shot put and discus, another in high jump, and the last in para-powerlifting. This year's Paralympic mark 40 years since para-powerlifting was introduced to the Games in New York. The sports will feature gender parity with 50-50 female and male lifters. The refugee Paralympic team in para-powerlifting created at the Rio 2016 Games will represent more than 120 million forcibly displaced persons worldwide. 8 nations that did not compete at Tokyo 2020 will return in Paris, that is Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Ecuador, Kazakhstan, Libya, Saudi Arabia and Uganda. Portugal will make its Games debut in the sports.
Many thanks, Benley Achunda. Out of the country, Spanish La Liga powerhouse Real Madrid will clash with Italian Serie A side Atalanta in the 2024 UEFA Super Cup final this Wednesday. The Champions League and Europa League winners will go head-to-head at the National Stadium in Warsaw, Poland at 8 p.m. today, with new signing Kylian Mbappe expected to make his first competitive appearance for the Spanish side. Los Blancos won Europe's premier club competition for the 15th time by defeating German side Borussia Dortmund 2-0 in the final in June, while La Dia stunned German Bundesliga champions Bayern Leverkusen with a 3-0 victory in the UEFA Europa League final in May. Real Madrid go into today's match aiming to surpass Barcelona and AC Milan by becoming the first team to back 6 Super Cup titles, while Atalanta will be looking to win only their first Super Cup trophy in history. And it is on that note that we draw the curtains on today's edition of the 7:30 AM Sports News, presented by Marcel Mfotie. Back to you, Sheta.
Merci, Marcel Mfotie.